Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. Somebody requested a call back from this number.
Ma'am.
How may I assist you?
How you doing today? My name is Shamar Ellis. I was giving a call. I was trying to reopen our own claim.
Okay. Let's see if I can assist you with that. What's your social security number, sir?
422-490-852.
And your date of birth?
04-14-1999.
And your driver's license, sir?
9586511.
And your mother's maiden last name?
Catherine Ellis.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so you do not have an active claim?
No, ma'am,
Let's
I don't.
See if we can help you open it. Okay, so what is your preferred language, sir?
English.
So do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am, I don't.
So do you understand that knowingly making any false statements and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up
yes,
to
ma'am.
5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. Well, it's there. Did you file to receive unemployment benefits in any other state, sir?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
The last 12 months, have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am. Something like a regular job.
Did you serve? Yeah, for the federal government, like the post office.
No, ma'am.
Okay, and did you join the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Okay, thank you. So have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation, and are you in need of filing a trade readjustment allowance certification?
Ma'am?
Yes.
I can't hear
yes
that part.
No. Okay. So if you were laid off as a result of competition from imports and your company had applied to receive what they call a trade readjustment allowance certification.
Oh, no, ma'am.
You may be eligible. Okay, thank you. So you said your first name was Shamar?
Yes, ma'am. S-H-E-M-A-R-L-S-E-L-L-I-S.
Okay, and has your name changed since you last filed for unemployment?
Ma'am.
Has your name changed since you have filed for unemployment?
No, ma'am, it hasn't.
And have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
And have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Okay, thank you. And is this a good phone number to reach you outside the 251-394-2327 number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And you said your birthday was 4-14-1999.
Yes, ma'am.
And your mother's maiden last name was Ellis.
Yes, ma'am.
And your driver's license, sir, is that an ID or a driver's license?
Driver license, 9586511.
Okay. That's 9586511.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was that an Alabama ID, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Alabama driver's license.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And for demographic purposes, sir, do you consider yourself white, black, Asian, or other?
I'm African American black.
Okay, that's no longer a denomination, sir.
There's no
so
longer.
It's not. They take it out of the form. So the option would be black, Hispanic, or non-Hispanic, or no.
Oh, black.
Okay, I know.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, do you know if you're male or female?
I'm male.
It's a crazy form, sir. I apologize.
Oh, you're fine. I didn't know they put that out. It's made for African.
They're changing everything, right? Yeah. So what is the highest grade you completed in school, sir?
High school.
Okay, thank you. And are you a U.S. citizen, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so did you serve an active duty in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
No. Ma'am? Talking about the military?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so thank you.
You're welcome.
And you live in the U.S., correct? So what is your residential address, sir?
1252 Adams Street.
Okay. And where at city is that located in?
Mobile, Alabama.
Okay. And your zip code, sir?
Ma'am.
Your zip code?
36603.
And your mailing address the same?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Okay, here we go. And what was your occupation before, sir?
Ma'am.
What was your occupation? What did you do?
Oh, one more. Oh, you can't walk up there. Walk to the building by yourself. Oh, okay. Oh, ma'am. Oh, my bad.
What are you doing,
advocacy? No.
What was your occupation, sir?
Interview. Not an advocate. Ma'am.
Your occupation, sir? What did you do?
Let me see. Could I get a call back? Because I was in my appointment.
Okay, no, but you can call us back whenever you're ready, okay?
Oh, but,